here, and today I'm chatting to Jason C. Maxwell of J-Max Marketing. Jason lives in Griffin, Georgia in the USA and describes himself as the hack with the knack, at least where explaining internet marketing is concerned. However, that hasn't always been the case, as Jason has a technical background. He has, however, become a specialist in teaching small businesses how to set up and run online marketing campaigns, which is a great skill to possess in the current economy, and rather appropriately has just released his first book on Amazon called Local Business Insane Results. So let's have a chat to Jay and see how he became to be a published author. So hi, Jay, how are you?
I am fantastic, Jean, and I'd just like to say thank you for having me on today. It's always a pleasure to speak with people, but especially to speak with people so far away. And it's amazing the technology that we have in place that I can sit here in my home office and look at a computer screen and talk to you all the way across the pond.
Fantastic. And I hope you're not going to tell me you're sitting there in your pajamas or underwear.
Well, you know, that's kind of funny that you say that, because my girlfriend would come over to my house sometimes at 3 or 4 in the afternoon when she would get off, and she would say, "You're still in your PJs." And I would say, I intend to be.
It could be worse. There's a lot of people that don't wear them.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, no more suits and ties for me. If you ever see me in a suit and tie, it's because someone forced me into that situation. Or maybe I'm going to a wedding or something very formal. But, you know, I just like to take it very casual. And I get to eat lunch when I want to eat lunch. There's no bell that rings. It's all up to me. And so that has its good sides and its bad sides. You know, if you're not a motivated person to get things done, it's easy to stay in bed all morning too. So,
Absolutely. And also, when you become your own boss, you are kind of responsible for everything, aren't you? There's nobody to actually tell you what to do. So, as you say, unless you are sort of organized and committed, it can be either that you take off and goof around, or you take on too many things and become a bit overwhelmed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't remember where it was. I think it was the Harvard Business Review. I read an article about 6 months ago, and they were talking about the characteristics of people that are entrepreneurs. And they figured that there was only about maybe 5% of people in the world that were really cut out for it, because it does require you to be very self-motivated, self-disciplined. And not only that, but to know when to say when, to be able to stop and go to bed at night.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, let me congratulate you on your book. It's great timing, as I said, because certainly in UK, many small businesses are closing down. I noticed when you said about that you just released it, you were saying it's your birthday. So did you actually release it on your birthday?
You know what? I actually did. I released my first book on my birthday, and so that was kind of exciting. And I'll just kind of back up and tell you a little short story. As I was writing this book, I didn't tell anyone that I was writing it, other than just a few key mentors in my life who were really, they were the ones telling me to write it. No one else knew. And that would include my family. And so a couple of days before my birthday, they were taking me out to dinner. And so we were having dinner and we were eating, and I had told them I had an announcement to make. And so I kind of looked up at one point, and they were all staring at me. And I said, "Why are you all staring at me?" And they said, "Well, you said you had an announcement to make, and we want to know what it is." And so I took out the book, but I didn't let them see the cover or let them see my photo on the back. And I just read the dedication on the inside, which was dedicated to my mom and to my brother who were sitting there in front of me. And I said, "You know, if I ever wrote a book, I would want to write a dedication like this." And I read it out to them, and they kind of looked at me like I was weird. And and I said, "You know, in fact, I did write a book, and here it is." And I handed the proof copy to my mom. That copy is very unique, and there will actually never be another one like that one. And so that was my first proof copy, and I handed it over to her, and she immediately jaw hit the ground, and she wanted an autograph, of course. And it was a great time to spend with my family and to surprise them in that way, to let them know that I had written a book.
Do you find it quite surreal when people ask for your autograph?
I actually find it very humbling. This past weekend, I was at a conference of internet marketers, and people coming up wanting autographs and wanting their photo made with you and things like that. It was very humbling because I realized that even though I had success as a person in the corporate world for several years, I was in a very, very bad place in my life where, the concept of writing a book would have been just completely ridiculous. I was unemployed for a while there. I was struggling to find a place to live. I eventually found a kind of a one-room shack in a family friend's farm, and he let me stay there. The place when it rained right in on my bed. It was a bad, bad time in my life. And a lot of that was due to pride. And let me explain what I mean, Jean. As a corporate person, I was making somewhere in the neighborhood of 200,000 US a year. And being a guy in his early 20s, making that kind of money, I had all the toys. I had the fancy cars and the big house and all those things that a guy would want. And that all came crashing down. I had begun to feel kind of entitled to those things, and I just wouldn't accept a job that was anything less. And it left me in a state not only of unemployment for a while, but eventually depression. And it really drove me to the depths of despair. And it was really a good lesson, though, I think, in the end, because in the end, having to go through all the things that I had to go through, having to struggle for money and for food and for a place to stay, it really gave me that humility that I now need every single day. Because now I work with people who are just getting started in the internet business. And, it can be very daunting to them sometimes. And I just need to always remember what it was like for me when I first started. And that way I can always show them that care and concern.
It's you often find that when I've spoken to people, it's when they've got to the lowest ebb that that's when they had the turnaround in their life, when they had to make things happen and things started to change. So, yeah, I can, well, I can't really identify with that because I've never been quite in that situation, but I notice now that you do weekly webinars, free webinars, which anybody can join.
Yes, I do. Actually, I created a site for it. It's called AskJasonMaxwell.com, and that's the place where I basically give you information about my webinars and also post links that you can register for my webinars. And it really is just dependent on what curriculum I'm going through at the time. But right now, for instance, I'm teaching a class, a four-part series called Internet Marketing 101, and I try to give out lots of good content and make sure that the people on the call are able to get online and say, hey, you know what? I appreciate all that information you're giving, but I have a question about this, or I have a question about that. And this is really holding me up, Jason. Could you tell me how to fix this particular issue? Whether it's technical or it's like, I don't understand how to build a list. Well, we're going to go through and teach you how to do that. And try to do it in a way that even a person who's not technical is able to understand and get some information out of that helps them move them forward in their business.
So, well, that's really good. So presumably you've learned over the years how to do all these things because obviously you can't teach something that you're not efficient in. So how did you start? Was it with the normal sort of affiliate marketing?
Yeah, that's an interesting story about how I started. And I mean, I could tell you what I first started making money on, or I could tell you the story about how I actually got into internet marketing. Which one of those would you like to hear?
Whichever would benefit our listeners most, do you
Okay,
think?
absolutely. Well, you know what? Let me tell you, first of all, how I got into internet marketing to begin with. as I told you, I told you this story about how I was in a really bad place in my life. And I happened to meet a mentor who was at the time just a friend. I had no idea what she did for a living. And she told me that she had a business online. And so I assumed that she sold things on eBay. And so after about 6 months of being friends with her, I Googled her name one day and over 100,000 articles popped up about her. And I thought, wow, who is this woman? I mean, she must really be somebody important to have all these people writing about her. And so I called her up on the phone and she told me that she would love to help me get started in internet marketing. I didn't really even know what that meant at the time. All I knew was that she was making a lot of money and she seemed to be helping a lot of people. And so about 6 months went by of just kind of looking at things, not really understanding what I was seeing. Even though I came from a technical background, sometimes just the lingo that we use in internet marketing is very different. And so I listened to everything I could, and it really didn't get very far with me. It was about 6 months later that she invited me to a live event. And, I just got back from one this weekend, and these things really change your life. I mean, the first one that I went with the idea that this was, in America, we would say like a snake oil salesman, like a it's some kind of scam, basically. That's what I thought it was going to be. I thought these people just want my money and I don't have any money. So I ended up taking a friend of mine who is actually a very successful businessman. And I thought if anybody can see through this, it'll be him. And so after about halfway through the day, we went to lunch. And that morning, a guy by the name of Armand Morin had been speaking. And I didn't know Armand at all at that time. And so I asked my friend, I said, what did you think of that guy, Armand Morin? And my friend, who I've known for many, many years, who's a very successful businessman, said, Armand Morin is the real deal. Listen to what he's got to tell you, Jason. And that was really it for me, Gene. That let me know that that there was a legitimate business aspect to internet marketing. And I really took off from there. My first dollar that I ever made was with local business marketing. It was really kind of on accident. I was at a car shop where I was getting my car worked on, and the man there asked me what I did for a living. And when I told him internet marketing, at the time I'd never done that for anybody, but that's what I told him because I didn't have another job. And he immediately jumped on that and said that he wanted to hire me. And I thought, oh no, you can't do that because I don't know what I'm doing. And so he ended up pressuring me into giving him a price. And so I thought, well, I'll try my best to scare him off. And so I told him $300 a month. And I should have told him 1,000 because he jumped on 300 and was very excited about it. And so we got back to the shop that afternoon and he handed me my bill, which was $600. And then he grabbed it back from me and he tore it in half. And he said, that's your first 2 months payment for your services. And I knew right at that moment that either one of two things were going to happen, Gene. Either I was going to be successful in internet marketing, or this guy was going to beat me up. I didn't know which. I really had no idea which. He was very big, and I thought, I don't know if I can do this. But I just went out and I just followed the basic things that people tell you to do. Create a blog, start writing content, set them up on Google Places, do some article marketing and some social media. And you know what I found is that he started getting more business, Gene. And eventually, we were able to track about $22,000 in 1 month back to this local businessman just from the efforts that I had made online. And that's the reason I named the title of the book, Local Business Insane Results, because I think creating 22,000 extra dollars in profit is a pretty insane result. What do you think?
I think it is. And it's also why you're still here to tell the tale then, because he was a big chap.
That's right. I didn't get beat up. He's actually become a really good friend. I stopped by his shop this morning and was spending some time with him. He's a great guy, and we still do lots of business together to this day.
And you were saying about the lady that got you it started. Was it Connie Green, was it?
It absolutely was. I'm glad you mentioned that. I was
And
planning on saying that at the end, and I guess I forgot. But yes, it was Connie Reagan Green, who is still my mentor to this day. We spent some time together this weekend, and that was absolutely awesome. She's a superstar, and I would highly encourage people to check out her stuff as well.
Well, she certainly encouraged you to write articles, didn't she? Because didn't you write 200 in 100 days? 2 a days?
Yes, I sure did. Wow, that's, it's always great when you tell people your story, but it's even better when they tell you your story. And so I appreciate you knowing that. That's how I kind of after that conference, there was a thing, it was kind of a challenge thing they did. And Connie had said that she wrote 100 articles in 100 days, and that's how she got started writing articles. Now, she has over 1,600 articles today. So I thought, I could do that, but not only can I write one article a day, why don't I write two articles a day? And so I did that for 100 days, and I wrote 200 articles in 100 days. And I'll give you a little secret, Gene, is that information that I started writing way back then allowed me to have some beginning content when I started writing this book. So, if you're interested one day in becoming an author, a great place to start is by writing articles.
Yeah, actually, I am a published author. I've already got 3 books up. So how do you feel about the self-publishing? I mean, a lot of people now can self-publish, and I'm sure your work is quality from
Yes.
what I've seen, but do you think there's a danger that people will put rubbish up there
Yeah,
because actually
absolutely. I mean, you can go out and you can buy private label rights or PLR, and literally in an afternoon you could stick that up on Amazon through a thing called CreateSpace, and they've even got covers made already for you and all this kind of stuff. And you can go out to Amazon and you can find where there are 4 and 5 books with the exact same content, with the exact same cover, just with a different author name on a particular subject. And the thing is that if you're going to go out and maybe use that as a credibility builder to make a sales call, that's one thing. But it gives you zero credibility if that person ever searches for you on Amazon and they see 5 or 6 other books that are exact duplicates of what you've gotten. And so that's not going to help you at all in the long run. I mean, the whole idea behind being able to publish something yourself is to be able to add to the knowledge that's out there. And I think that's one thing that a lot of people miss is that, each and every one of us has something that we know better than other people. And we have something that we could share. An example was given to me several years ago where they said, ingrown toenails. If you wrote a book on how to solve the problem of ingrown toenails and you put it in your local bookstore, well, there might be a couple people in your town that would need that. But if you think of the world as your bookstore, then there are probably thousands of people that need that piece of advice. And so I'm not saying you should write a book on ingrown toenails. What I'm saying is that you should write a book on whatever it is, whatever piece of information it is that you have, or something that you've researched and found out about that you're able to share with people to help them improve the quality of their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I really hope that your book flies off the shelves, as they say, because clearly, judging from the title, it could help a lot of people change their lives in the current situation. So,
It's definitely helped me change mine, and I hope that it changes a lot of people's lives and their financial situations as well.
do you think there'll be a sequel?
Yes, I actually am already working on it. It's kind of funny because I never thought I'd write the first. Now I see myself writing many more.
Is that what you like doing most, being an author?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is a brand new thing for me as far as writing books, and so I think that I'll probably do it about once a year from now on out. But I'll tell you what I really enjoy is I really enjoy webinars because I'm able to interact with people on several levels through my voice, through the images on the screen. And then sometimes I even take control of their screen and show them how to do things right there on their computer. And so it gives me a real ability to teach. And I think that's where I really enjoy myself the most.
So, if you had somebody approach you, a small business approach you, and say, what is the bare minimum I would need to do to promote my business? What would you say? Would you say blog?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that the blog would be the way to go. And most people think of a blog and they think of something they've got to write, all the time. You don't really just, using the right keywords for your business, you're using your town's name, and then writing a blog post a week or once a month is typically enough for a small business to be able to generate some traffic.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many ways to do it these days. It's very confusing, isn't it? When you've got the Twitter and Facebook and blogs and websites and Google Plus, and it must be a nightmare for businesses because, I mean, let's face it, the pizza man knows how to make pizzas, doesn't he? And the car mechanic
Sure.
knows how to fix the cars. They don't know how to promote their business online, which is why anybody who can offer that service should be in a good position.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, for the more technical people that are in your audience, I'd just like to say this book is also a great way to get started in starting your own offline consultancy. So you would be able to actually go out and charge people to do this for them, because you're right. The chiropractor, the plumber, the auto technician, they really, a lot of times, they don't want to mess with the computers. And so they'd rather pay someone to do it. And they're used to buying Yellow Pages ads where they're paying $500 or $600 a month. So it's not out of the question to charge them that much for advertising that is much, much more effective.
So, how do you get your business? Do you advertise? Is it word of mouth? Do you
As
use.
far as offline clients, one of the things that I teach, and I've got a course that I teach on this, is that the best way to get clients is what you just said, through word of mouth. From that first client that I got, I was able to get several more. And then because I over-delivered on those, I was able to get several more. And so it kind of grows like that. I've never been the type of person that really wants to go door to door, begging people for business. So that's not really the best way to go. Another way to kind of hit a lot of people at once is to get a speaking engagement, like at a chamber of commerce or a business networking meeting, where you can explain in, 15 or 20 minutes the basics of what you do for a business and how it can help them to get more business. And you'd be surprised, even though you're giving away most of your information, at the end of it, they'll come up to you and just want to hire you as the consultant to do the work for them.
Well, that is the same as if somebody was explaining how to fix a car engine. They might tell you how to do it, but actually physically doing it and having the tools
It's
is
a whole different thing, isn't it? Yep.
absolutely, yes. Well, I appreciate that information that you've just passed on there, and I think I probably better let you go because you said you'd give me 20 minutes and we've gone over, haven't we?
That's okay. That's okay. You've had some really great questions, Jean, and I appreciate that. And if any of the listeners out there would like to find out more about me, they're welcome to come check out our webinars at AskJasonMaxwell.com. And there's always things that come up that people have questions about, and hopefully I'll be able to answer those questions for them and move them forward in their business as well.
Because anybody, if anybody did want to help local businesses, the interesting thing is local doesn't have to mean local, does it?
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Just this past weekend, I was talking with a person who actually has a sales organization up in Ohio, and we're going to be doing some partnering because I'm going to be doing work for businesses up in Ohio. And so even though I'm just south of Atlanta, Georgia, and Ohio is about a 6 or 7 hour drive from me, I would never actually have to go up there. You can do it all online, very similar to the way that we're doing this call. Even though I'm in Georgia and you're all the way across the pond, we're able to talk and we're able to learn a lot of information. And it does, you don't have to be in the same town to create a website for someone.
No, absolutely. I mean, obviously, the advantage if you were close was that if there was any problems, you could actually meet face to face and pop in. But with
Sure.
technology the way it is now, you can share your screen, you can see each other going
Yep.
conference rooms, can't you? So it's virtually, everybody has a virtual office with the
That's
right
right.
tools,
And
don't
you know
they?
what? I even with a lot of my local clients who are right here in Griffin, Georgia, I'll do a GoToWebinar with them just like I'm doing with you, and I'll grab their screen and show them what's going on. And it's just easier than even driving across town sometimes. And they like it too because it's quick and easy.
Yeah, it's instant, isn't it? It's much cheaper too.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, Jay, well, thank you very much. So once again, if anybody wants to find out more about Jay and get involved with his free weekly webinars, it's jmaxmarketing.com. Yes.
Yes, JAYMAX marketing.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that, and I'll let you get on with your day.
All right. Thank you so much, and I hope everyone has a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.